This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 19th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have a look at the world of Genographics. A film crew in Chicago is looking to find out about where they came from thousands of years ago. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for this holiday week in Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. An Illinois program that was supposed to help uninsured veterans has fallen short of enrollment expectations. The state's Veterans Affairs Director says changes are needed. Sean Crawford has more.
Timmy Duckworth says the program known as Veterans Care was designed to help those who couldn't qualify for federal benefits, but only about 100 people have signed up in the past year. Duckworth says the problem with the state program is that rules prevent many from getting the help, so she's proposing changes.
We're changing the distance from the VA rules so that if they live too far within the VA, even though they qualify for VA care, they should still be able to have veterans care. We're changing rules for the National Guardsmen and Reservists because that's a big population, especially those young vets who really need health insurance, but they can't access it because 1 weekend a month or 2 days of that month, they technically have federal health care.
Supporters had predicted veterans care would serve thousands of people. Duckworth is a veteran herself. She lost both her legs after the helicopter she was piloting in Iraq was shot down. I'm Sean Crawford.
Democrat Barack Obama sharply criticized Hillary Clinton yesterday for her past support of NAFTA. He says the former first lady had changed her mind about the trade agreement only after becoming a presidential candidate. The Illinois senator spoke at a news conference in Iowa where he accepted the endorsement of a regional chapter of United Auto Workers. It was the start of a two-day swing through that state where voting begins January 3rd. Polls show Obama, Clinton, and John Edwards in a tight race in Iowa, even as Clinton holds a wide lead in most national surveys. All three are campaigning in the state in the run-up to the Thanksgiving holiday. A few months ago, Greg Ballard was a virtual unknown, an obscure Republican mayoral nominee trying to unseat Indianapolis's well-funded two-term incumbent mayor. Now he's the mayor-elect of the nation's 13th largest city, a tax opponent held up for admiration by President Bush, whom he met last week when Bush visited New Albany. For political incumbents everywhere, Ballard's story is a lesson in what can happen if voters are in the mood for change. The 52-year-old retired Marine Corps officer says he never doubted that he could unseat Democrat Bart Peterson. He overcame little name recognition and a more than 12-to-1 fundraising disadvantage to pull off one of the biggest upsets in modern Indiana election history. Ballard defeated Peterson 51% to 47% to become the first challenger in 40 years to unseat an Indianapolis mayor. A western Indiana couple died over the weekend when a semi-trailer carrying a load of logs overturned and struck their pickup truck. The accident that killed 59-year-old Max Strain and 58-year-old Joyce Strain occurred Friday along Indiana 63, southwest of Terre Haute. The truck driver suffered minor injuries. Chicago's top cop working against animal abuse says interest in pitting dogs against one another has waned since NFL star Michael Vick pleaded guilty to a federal charge in August. Chip Mitchell has more.
Amid a wave of Chicago-area dogfighting cases this summer, Cook County Sheriff's deputies found 37 starving pit bulls in a South Holland barn. It was the largest dogfighting bust in Illinois history. Then the Atlanta Falcons quarterback pled guilty to planning a dogfighting ring. At his sentencing next month, Vic could receive 5 years in prison. Sergeant Eldon Urbicus of the Chicago Police Department's Animal Crimes Unit says abusive breeders in the area have taken note.
They're seeing that Michael Vick's going to jail, there's a good chance I'm going to go to jail too.
Sergeant Urbicus says this year's animal cruelty arrests in the city total 55, most related to dog fighting. He's among area officials setting up a regional task force to combat the illegal sport. He's hoping for funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm Chip Mitchell.
The case against a former Bloomington police sergeant who's accused of assaulting four women is slated to be back in court today. A McLean County judge is expected to rule on several issues, including whether the stalking and rape cases against Jeff Pilo will be consolidated. About 6 months ago, the city of Urbana sought public input on its outline of bike paths. A city alderman says a second public forum next month will let residents look at what planners mapped out and decide whether they got it right. Brandon Bowersox says Urbana's bicycle plan is aimed at giving bikers a number of safe options for daily riding.
The goal was to find a bike route that people could take spaced every half mile to mile apart so that wherever you live in the city, you shouldn't have to go more than a half mile to find a safe place to bike to get to work or school.
Bowersox says at the first public workshop in May, more than 70 people attended and were given a map and marker, and they provided their suggestions of places they feel safest taking their bikes. The second event will be held Thursday, December 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Urbana Middle School. The new routes will be unveiled for view and public response. RSVPs are suggested for attending the event but not required and can be given on the city's website. Indiana's mild autumn has produced an unusual late display of colorful foliage, with many trees still hanging onto their leaves into late November. Leaves typically turn early after years with a hot, dry summer, but the opposite happened after this year's summer-long drought. Sam Carman is the education director for Indiana's Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry. He says it's been a very unusual year in terms of fall colors. Carman says that Indiana's trees should be pretty well bare by now. The National Weather Service in Indianapolis has recorded warmer average temperatures for most of this fall, but below average temps for November thus far. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. An international project that hopes to chart the migration of mankind made a stop in Chicago last week. With a film crew rolling, National Geographic talked with students who took part in its Genographic project. Chicago Public Schools was the first district in the U.S. to officially join the project. Over the last several months, hundreds of students have learned about their ancestors and where they came from thousands of years ago. Lynette Kalsness reports.
This is the project that began with students at Prosser Career Academy High School sitting at their desks and talking excitedly, about to scrape the insides of their cheeks for 60 seconds with a swab.
Now you don't have to go digging in until you poke it through your cheek, okay? You can't be light. Swab with some vigor.
History teacher Brian McKay leads the countdown on a snowy day back in February.
Okay, ready?
No.
We're not ready. Three, go.
The scene looks more like a dentist office of students brushing their teeth than a history class. The students are collecting tiny bits of DNA so the Genographic Project can track their ancestors back through time. Spencer Wells is the director.
The project is a concerted scientific effort to answer that basic human question, where did we all come from? It's a question I think all of us ask at one point or another in our lives. And it turns out that we're carrying the answer inside of ourselves.
Prosser student Kinga Oranowska is seeking that answer. She was born in Poland, where her parents are from.
I pretty just know that they came from Poland, and I don't know the rest. I want to find out further than just Poland, because they were probably somewhere else.
Her classmate, Diana Argueta, says both of her parents are natives of El Salvador.
What are you hoping to learn here?
Where I come from. If I actually had an interesting past life. For real.
Argueta sees this as an adventure.
Even though we're in the present, we're going to adventure to go back in the past.
So here's how the process works. Most of our genome is a mixture from our parents and our ancestors, but the Y chromosome that boys get from their fathers and the mitochondrial DNA we all get from our mothers come to us essentially unchanged. Sometimes there's a mistake made in copying all that information, and geneticists trace these markers back in time. Spencer Wells says all of our ancestors started out in Africa up to 60,000 years ago.
We've only been diverging from each other for about 2,000 human generations, which is really virtually no time at all in a geological sense. So we're all effectively cousins, Africans under the skin, if you will.
That message of a shared origin is something Brian McKay hopes his students will get.
In our classes, we talk about many terrible events in history that get caused when one group of people
don't like another group of people. You know, we talk about world wars, we talk about the Holocaust, and hopefully with the world getting smaller and smaller every day, they can learn that those kinds of ways of thinking just don't work today.
But the genographic project isn't without controversy. The test only shows a fraction of a person's ancestors. Yet Priscilla Wald wonders what happens if participants learn something unexpected. Wald's an English professor at Duke University who's on the Center for Genome Ethics, Law, and Policy Steering Committee.
We put so much weight in our culture on this question of identity and on this question of ancestry. And so giving this information that can be misleading, I think, can be really dangerous and damaging for somebody.
Wald says there need to be structures in place to help people deal with the results. But those concerns didn't bother the Prosser High Schoolers, who joined other students from across the district in a debriefing yesterday about their experience. Junior Ariel Gonzalez says she didn't expect what her test results showed.
Mine, I stayed in Africa, which is really surprising because a lot of my mother's side, they came from Europe. That's what I was always told. It came from a little island off of Spain.
The results also surprised Kinga Urbanowska. Her family is Polish, but she learned her ancestors spent time in Western Europe and originated in Africa.
It would never go through my mind that we're all from the same place, from Africa. Like, never in the world I would think that we'd be related at all.
She now wants to travel to all the places her ancestors lived thousands of years ago. Gonzalez says her relatives were so interested, they started swapping stories about her family history.
It really just proves that, you know, we're all from the same place, so really racism shouldn't be happening.
It's a far-reaching science experiment that's brought these students closer together. They started jokingly calling each other brother and sister. I'm Lynette Kalsnes.
Today's forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies, windy and milder, the high around 62. Mostly cloudy, breezy and mild tonight, the low 52. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, the high 66. Cloudy with periods of rain tomorrow evening, the low around 50. Then turning cooler Wednesday, cloudy skies, periods of rain, the morning high around 50. Temperatures falling through the 40s through the day. And cloudy skies Wednesday night. Rain during the evening, rain showers changing to snow showers after midnight Wednesday, the low around 30. And on Thanksgiving, mostly cloudy skies with flurries expected, the high of 36. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 19th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.